Thanks again for tuning in to The Vanishing Point, another podcast episode sort of approaching the questions of theme as far as storytelling, narrative, and that sort of design goes. So I've been thinking more about what we've been discussing of late, and sort of on the tail end of the discussion about Yoda. So up until now, I've been sort of dealing with a highbrow kind of approach to theme in terms of moral law, in terms of high-level philosophical thinking, and how it ultimately leads to jurisprudence, which sets the foundation for governance as a society, right? But, you know, that doesn't really quite jibe with a lot of the elementary sort of topics that we discuss in terms of theme that we can remember from grade school and high school. You know, I can go as far back as when we first learned about man versus man, man versus God, man versus nature, man versus technology, right? So how does that jibe with this seeking out of our own morality, whether it's through the pursuit of individual ambition, individual autonomy, or through collectivism, and that sort of thing? What is this all about? Well, let's start by looking at a concrete example and sort of discuss what's going on. Because at first glance, it's going to seem like there is a whole other deep category of theme that I'm sort of leapfrogging over, but not really. So let's take a look at a simple one, such as money can't buy you happiness. So that's not some sort of moral law. It sort of dances around philosophy, but it doesn't set the rudiments of religion like I've discussed in previous podcasts. Well, let's sort of take a closer look at it, because I do think there is a relationship between these day-to-day sort of guides in terms of, you know, how we govern our own personal behavior and what eventually ends up being the guidelines for how society operates. I'm sort of struggling a bit here today. It's because it's been a bit of a long day, but I really want to kind of get this out there and talk a little bit about it while it's still sort of fresh in my head. So, would it be fair to say that philosophy and moral law kind of forms the boundaries of the way we operate in life? Perhaps. Let's kind of explore this idea a little bit further. Because relating to what I said before about Yoda and how it's not the do or the do not, it's the try that ultimately reflects how we live our lives and the people that we are destined to become or are becoming or already are. So in a lot of ways, the whole money can't buy you happiness ethos dovetails with what I was trying to say about there is a try, there's a modus operandi, there is a way of ambulating through life, there is a kinetic energy that drives us through life that needs a navigational compass. So, in a lot of ways, what we're taking a look at, perhaps more in a philosophical point of view, is that money can't buy you happiness. Yes. Perhaps when we pursue that to its logical conclusions, we have a framework for examining our relationship with money in terms of the law. We can also take a look at what money tends to represent in terms of a hierarchical social structure from a psychological point of view, we can take a look at how money relates to, say, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So in a lot of sense, maybe what I'm talking about here is a two-tiered type of theme. So there's the daily theme, where we kind of take a look at simple anecdotes, grassroots wisdom, money can't buy you happiness, with a further eye to how that message's deeper meaning can be interpreted universally. Something that people can relate to and adopt if they want to pursue a good life. Perhaps there's a cathartic experience as well for those of us who did sacrifice what we sort of falsely assumed was not true happiness in the pursuit of money, only to learn that that pursuit was erroneous, and the fallacy of our judgment reared its ugly head in terms of repercussions. Maybe engaging in the story world that discusses this as a theme can be that cathartic experience, and can also reinforce sort of notions of greed. Now, here's the thing about taking a look at sort of higher order motivations that are governed by law. So, I guess the Ten Commandments would be the sort of the best exemplar of that. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill. These things sort of form the cornerstone of our laws today. But there's a separation, there's a degree of separation that is missing if we were to try to incorporate that into some sort of narrative thread, in the fact that there's no point of reference, there's no emotional relationship that we can establish with thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. It hasn't been personalized enough in terms of what is the emotional journey. So perhaps to understand the conclusions of a theme, we have to understand the motivations of the why, right? Why is a person pursuing money for the sake of happiness? What is it that drives them? Maybe we can get to the root of what is happening there. And then we can start to delve into deeper, more interesting, more rich emotional experiences that are more specific to the character of the story. So perhaps the central character who attempts to pursue happiness through money maybe had a background of poverty. So there's a layer that we peel back that starts to become a little bit more relatable than simply an edict like thou shalt not steal. So perhaps in the pursuit of rewriting the history of their own sort of destitute past, a central character may try to pursue money through illicit means in an attempt to achieve that state of happiness. I don't know, it's interesting. I'm trying to try to find the connective tissue between the experiences that we have and the higher order themes that govern our lives. I think in a lot of ways, and you'll hear me talk about this a number of times in a number of podcasts, I sort of want to get away from the indoctrination of spouting orthodoxy without really kind of understanding implications. I think one of the things that I'm finding quite interesting about the way our society is tending to operate today is that a lot of people are looking for a set of surrogate values that they can adopt. I suppose it sort of ties in with identity politics, maybe. But it feels like people are seeking or a set of values they can espouse as some form of personal expression. Whereas I want to dig deeper than that. I want to get at the heart of, why do we believe the things we believe? Why do we champion the causes that we champion? If we can bring it down to a much more personal level, and we can tap into that emotional investment to a cause, then perhaps we can find out at the core who we truly are. And I think that sort of exploration within the context of a story is what makes story powerful. Ultimately, beyond simply being a revelation of character, a truly well-told story that has a theme that transcends simple personal experience to make some form of statement societally and globally, has a tremendous amount of power. And modicum of, well, I wouldn't say modicum, fairly strong grain of truth. And these are the things that can ultimately give us meaning to make some sort of sense of our lives from an emotional standpoint. And then that colors our belief system with something deeper. It's easy to stand behind a flag and recite 12 rules or 5 rules or 10 rules or whatever sort of philosophy has been given to you to memorize. It's a whole other thing to step back and analyze this thing we call life and find your place in it. I think that's ultimately what people want. And if we explore that in a story, again, both on the personal level, then on a societal level, and then on the global level, a theme that is timeless, that may have been temporarily forgotten, that can resonate because it reminds you of yourself, but also echoes across ages, sexes, races, countries, then you're on to something. And I think this is what really drives that sense of exhilaration and satisfaction at a truly, truly great story well told. And again, this is why films like Star Wars resonate. And resonate not just across the globe, but throughout time. Okay, so some more stream of consciousness rambling as I head home after a long, long day. But some interesting things to talk about and explore. Ultimately, what I want to do is I want to create some kind of a connection between those thematic ideas that we find personal and revelatory and inspiring or just incredibly powerful on a personal, right through the heart kind of level, but also simultaneously